This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. is pointing a finger at Russia.
The Biden administration is expanding sanctions against Russia, adding roughly 600 people and firms in the largest installment of penalties since the 2022 invasion of Ukraine began. It comes a day before the second anniversary of the start of the war in response to the suspicious death last week of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. In a statement issued early today, President Biden says the sanctions will ensure Vladimir Putin pays an even steeper price for his aggression abroad and repression at home. Biden also urged the House of Representatives to pass a supplemental aid bill to help Ukraine hold the line.
We're not letting up.
Thursday in San Francisco, Biden met with Navalny's widow and daughter.
To state the obvious, he was a man of incredible courage.
Jennifer King, Washington.
By the way, the U.S. says it's clear who's responsible for Alexei Navalny's death. This is what Undersecretary of State Victoria Nuland is saying.
It is Vladimir Putin who is responsible for the death of Alexei Navalny, his most vocal and effective critic, first by poisoning him, then by locking him up, then by sending him to the Arctic. So there should be no mistake about that.
She spoke to the Center for Strategic and International Studies. This morning, Palestinian leaders say they are not having any of this. Benjamin Netanyahu's post-war plan. Israel wants open-ended control over security and civilian affairs in the Gaza Strip. Palestinian leaders immediately said no to that. Four people dead, 14 missing after a fire at an apartment complex in Valencia, Spain. They don't know yet what caused the fire. Here at home, a big political contest tomorrow. Nikki Haley faces strong headwinds as she faces off against Donald Trump Saturday in South Carolina's Republican presidential primary. AT&T says it wasn't a cyber attack that knocked out cell phone service yesterday for thousands across the country. It was a coding error. This is AP News. Wendy Williams, the former talk show host, has been diagnosed with dementia. She is 59. The AP's Margie Zarletto.
A statement from Wendy Williams' caretakers says she is dealing with primary progressive aphasia and frontotemporal dementia, the same form of dementia that actor Bruce Willis has. They say the diagnosis has presented significant hurdles for Williams, but she is still able to do many things for herself. It says she's receiving care to make sure she is protected and her needs are addressed. The statement comes a day after People magazine ran a story quoting Williams' family as saying only her court-appointed legal guardian has access to her. They say they are not allowed to see her. Lifetime TV will run a documentary about Williams and her health issues on Saturday. I'm Archie Zarletta.
They found an unexploded World War II bomb in the English city of Plymouth. They'll dump it at sea. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.